USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban say they do not want to control power, but they demand that there won't be peace in Afghanistan until there's a new government in Kabul and President Ghani is removed. General Mark Miley of the United States reported this week the Taliban has strategic momentum, and he did not rule out a complete Taliban takeover. The United States House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly on Thursday to authorize 8,000 additional special visas for Afghans who served the United States during the occupation of Afghanistan that has recently ended. All students and school staff in the cities of Atlanta, Georgia, and Chicago, Illinois will be required to wear masks upon return to the classroom this fall, regardless of vaccination status, state officials said Thursday. New York Jets assistant coach Greg Knapp has died after being struck by a car while riding a bicycle in California over the weekend. He was 58. Knapp played quarterback for 4 years at Sacramento State in California. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
During an open commission meeting Wednesday, the Federal Trade Commission voted unanimously to enforce laws around the right to repair, thereby ensuring U.S. consumers will be able to repair their own failed products. The Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act will prevent companies from restricting repair options for consumers. The National Football League has severe COVID consequences. Tim Berg reports.
The NFL has laid out its strongest incentives yet for players to get the vaccine. According to a memo shared by NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, the league has mandated that a game cannot be rescheduled due to a COVID-19 outbreak among unvaccinated players, and that a team will be forced to forfeit, resulting in a loss for playoff seeding. The memo also says the league intends to play all of its games within the scheduled 18-week period, and a 19th week will not be added to the schedule under any circumstances, an idea that was floated in 2020 amid numerous outbreaks.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Mississippi's first female attorney general, Lynn Finch, asked the Supreme Court on Thursday to overturn the landmark abortion decision, Roe v. Wade. In the brief, the Mississippi attorney general noted that the Constitution's text does not mention abortion. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Finch said that her office asked the Supreme Court to review Roe v. Wade as part of its fight to defend the state's ban on abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The office filed a brief saying the landmark 1973 Supreme Court ruling failed to settle the issue of abortion once and for all. The brief said the only way to reconcile the competing interests is to return the matter to legislators, not judges. The U.S. Supreme Court in May agreed to hear Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, which challenges Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. Mississippi's only abortion clinic sued the state after Governor Phil Bryant signed the ban into law in 2018. It made exceptions for medical emergencies and severe fetal abnormality, but not in cases of incest or rape. A federal judge in Mississippi struck down the law in late 2018, and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that ruling.
Border Patrol agents in Arizona apprehended nearly 200 illegal immigrants near San Miguel Wednesday morning. The agency is reporting that well over half were unaccompanied children. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.